machine. Ham Radio.
Fashion, stupid! Can't you read?
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals.
Wonderful! And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
I called the FCC.
You little scumbag!
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
I got your name. I got your ass!
Yoo-hoo, fat boy! Here's your target for tonight.
This is Ham Radio on Goom Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
And for you poetry lovers, today's excursion into yesteryear will be a highly informative one.
The Machine.
Smell of prepubescent poontang in the evening. Zach Singh and the student body just got off of the air, and they are now filing out of the Goom compound, and it smells like young, ripe... What would it be? Peaches?
It smells fantastic.
It smells fantastic in here right now. It's January 13th, 2011. It's Thursday night. That means it's about to get fucking crazy up in this bitch. It's the Ham Radio Show. I am, of course, Uncle Letty. How the fuck is everyone else out there doing in Radioland? 1-888-632-4666. That's 1-888-632-4666. The last 466, it stands for Goom, asshole. It's very easy to do. Of course, you can also hit us at hamradio at hamradioshow.com if you want to send us an email. During the show, operators are standing by. Danny and Hamill, both vigilant, standing there making sure that everything's hunky-dory on the website, as well as brand new today. If you go to the Machine's Facebook page and click on the live stream, cameras are operational tonight. Cameras. The Ham Cam is operational. Billy's right now giving it the finger. You can see us live in our natural habitat.
You get the salute.
You get the give him the Jersey City salute, Billy. Go ahead. There you go. The Jersey City salute back at you. It's the state bird. It's called the middle finger. Turns out it's the same bird as New York.
Of course, if you want to see what our calendar girl looks like this month, then you want to be watching that camera.
Absolutely. You want to see tonight on the show Jessica Lynn, not the porn star, Billy, but Jessica Lynn will be here from, of course, DG Entertainment.
Correct.
We'll be here. Our January 2011 calendar girl will be in studio. You will get to see her in all her glory. That means in a teeny weeny, itty bitty, little bikini, Danny. Like, not, you know, even though I don't like that shit. But you know what, Danny? I like this. Maybe if I go to the Ham Radio page, I can see something. No, no, no. That's where I'm going to go because I don't want to see a girl in an itty bitty, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini over there on the Machines page.
Just a
fuck
little
no.
A little note. You still have to log on to goomradio.com to get the audio.
Okay, faggot. What's next? Also on the card tonight, we're going to get down to the bottom of this fucking Angelina debacle. She was supposed to be here tonight. We're going to be getting a call from our friend Tony from Phoenix Down. We'll be hopefully calling in the show. We're going to try to fix all these little problems. Because it seems like everything's being moved back because her new single that she's going to debut on this very show, Danny, is going to be so fucking huge that right now there's no disclosure agreements, there's lawyers sticking their nose in shit, there's like tons of stuff going on.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Right now, Ham Radio cannot have Angelina right now. We just can't have her. But we will have her, but we can't have her. Just the way it works, kids. That's just the way it works. It's radio. That's how the business works. It's a business, people.
We can't open till Christmas?
No, we cannot open the gift till Christmas, okay? Sorry. Did Grandma bring you that pink bunny costume again? Is that what happened, Ralphie? Is that what happened? Now go put it on. She went to a lot of work for that, Billy. Go up the stairs, Ralphie. Go.
You go ahead. Feel free. Knock yourself out.
Do it, Billy! Do it!
No.
Oh, you suck. Also on the card... Danny.
Yes.
I think I already know what's going to happen before I even fucking play music. I think I already know what's going to happen. But...
What's going to happen?
I think that I totally, beyond question, have lost the all-important football playoffs. I think I lost, Andy. Am I correct in assuming that I lost? Although I have, there might be a flag on the play, Danny. There might be a flag on the play.
You did lose.
By the way, hold on. 1-888-632-4666. Option number three. Option number three hooks you up to the Ham Radio Show. Might want to broadcast
it
around.
Direct.
It makes it direct. We can't get a hold of you unless you put option number three. All right, Danny. I have a flag on the play, but go ahead. Let's go into it. Go ahead. Tell the world.
Well, you did lose. The only game you got, which is the one everybody got, was the Baltimore-Kansas City game. You went with Baltimore.
All right, but see, this is why I have a flag on the play. I believe...
A challenge flag.
I have a challenge. I'm throwing out the red flag. Yeah. I'm the coach right now.
Typical.
I believe...
Ow!
That I said...
I believe...
Now, shut up, Billy. I believe that I said Jets. After a back and forth with you about the Sanchez and everything else, I know that, but Danny's whipping out papers now.
Well, I have you as we're going with Indy here, and Billy was also writing down the picks, and he concurred, and he has you also down as Indy.
I'm not saying I won't take the punishment, whatever it is. I guess I'm about to find out.
It wouldn't have helped you out anyway, because if you would have won that game...
I would have tied with Hitler.
You would have tied with Hitler, and you still would have lost. It would have been the two of you receiving punishment.
And I also lost because I lost a side bet.
Right.
Which was the Eagles-Green Bay game challenge. So
all-around loser.
Hammy came in at number two because he won the Green Bay and Baltimore game. And me and Billy tied with three wins each, taking the the Jets, and Green Bay.
Lost on Seattle. But if we were playing by the points, I would have picked Seattle and lost on the Kansas City game.
Oddly enough. Billy the Bookie rears his ugly head again. Billy the Bookie in the house.
No, just... That's the way it would have worked.
I know it would have worked that way. Billy the Bookie, just calm down. You don't have to break my fucking thumbs. Calm down, Billy the Bookie.
Eddie, your thumb's not mine.
1-888-632-4666, option number three. Do I turn to Hitler? Do I dare turn to Hitler? Is that what I do right now and ask what my punishment is now?
I think I have to go get your punishment.
Oh, good. That makes it even better. Yeah, leave the studio. Do whatever you got to do. Go get the thing. I'm dying to kind of see this. I'm dying, too, because God knows what it is. God knows. Lord knows. And now tonight, when we have the ham cam in full effect over there on the machine page. The ham cam in full effect right there on the machine page. As you can see, we are locked in. You can see my fat ass. Billy's right there contemplating the meaning of life. And of
course,
there is Bill. Danny's right in the middle of that shit. He's right there. And Hitler is, oh, Jesus, I already fucking can see.
You can see?
Hold on, let me kill the music.
It's a miracle. He can see.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so my punishment, what's my punishment? No, I'm not putting that fucking thing on.
Why
not? I'm not doing it.
Well, this, my friend, is a headgear that a lot of Packer fans wear in good old Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's because they're all fucking inbred.
I myself have been guilty of wearing this stupid thing.
Of course
thing.
You did. Of course you did.
For those of you who don't know, this is a cheesehead.
When he was gay, going to the clubs.
Back when he was gay. You know, back in the day, Billy, when I was a hell no.
You see the camera? The camera can see it right here.
Yes, I see.
Look at the gloriness of embarrassment.
All right, we're gonna give the fat kid a big hunk of cheese. He's gonna eat it.
Oh, shut up, you fucking Henny Youngman motherfucker.
You're gonna eat it. We know better.
Should I put it in a? Put it on and fucking just totally live with the...
Put it on.
Right, throw me the cheese.
Well, now, does he have to... I'm sorry, I was busy typing.
I
he has to wear this
the whole show? Is this what this is? Can I wear my headphones
really
over this shit?
Do the whole show, but we need to be professional here and interview a very beautiful model. So.
While wearing this?
I think you should have to wear it.
Yeah, I think you should
wear it. I don't know if I can get on with my headphones, though. I'm struggling.
There you go.
Oh, I think you just cracked my headphone.
One size fits all.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
I say Hamill's suggestion, if it falls off his head, you get to bring out Sparky and tase him.
Sparky's over here. Fuck you. I'm not giving you Sparky. Fuck off. Sparky's in his pen right now. I will leave it on. See, what I was thinking, and even if you want me to, because first and foremost, I'll freely admit this is so gay. And look at the fucking, of course, the ham cam in full effect. Not noticing that I got a cheese fucking head on. Goddamn Green Bay.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Did we shit the bed or what on that game?
No, you guys just didn't play.
It was cow shit in the bed, man. It was bad. It was not good.
Yes.
It was not good at all, dude. We fucking just told... We couldn't handle what we had. We had nothing. That was the fucking problem. We had nothing. Like, Vic did not play well. None of my fucking offense nor defense played well. We had nothing, Billy. From top to bottom, I had nothing.
And the kicker had, like, family issues.
Fucking kicker my balls. That's what he's fucking got.
He had family issues.
Crying his fucking eyes out after the game because he felt like he fucking let down the... Yeah, you did, asshole. You let us down. You let us down to the umpth degree of letting us down. Your fucking shit would have put us in. And I'm also getting shit from the Jets fans. You know, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm getting shit from the Jets fans who are fucking saying that, you know, that they didn't have luck on their side. You got lucky. It came down to the last 3 seconds of that fucking game. If you pulled the fucking same bullshit with the kicker we had, you wouldn't have fucking won.
Did you watch that kick?
I watched that kick.
As he left his foot, it started veering to the right, like it normally does.
Yes.
Put the laces out.
Laces out, motherfucker.
Yes,
laces
Marino,
out.
The laces were out.
Laces out. Laces fucking. Show. Don't take a picture of it. Don't take a picture of it. Stop it.
I think this should go down.
Oh, that's not the right one, Danny. I'm sorry.
I wasn't playing that.
You weren't playing that? What were you playing?
I was trying to play that.
I'm not fucking crying about it. What I'm saying is my team sucked, but I have at least have the balls to say my team sucked. The Jets fans, however, not Billy, but Jets fans, like my brother-in-law flipped the fuck out at me when I told him he got lucky. He's like, what do you mean got fucking lucky? What, we get fucking on the whole fucking season? Or he started flipping out. I'm like, no, you ain't lucky on the whole fucking season. You did well for the fucking game.